ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands, with mining industry, has been in the news of late following the grounding of a bulk carrier on a reef near the island of Rennell that saw more than 75 tonnes of oil spill and threatening a nearby protected World Heritage site. But hundreds of kilometres away and in an island to the north, residents of Wagina have created history by winning their case against a bauxite miner. That's the company Solomon Bauxite Limited. It's a company that has directors based in Australia, New Zealand and Hong Kong. Now, the miner's licence was revoked by the country's Environment Advisory Committee earlier this week after residents complained that the company's environmental impact study had failed to meet legal standards. This is the first time such a case has been heard under this advisory committee, which was set up under the country's environmental laws. Our Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka's following the story for us and joins me now. Evan, this decision really is a culmination of what's been a long-running standoff between the community on Wagina Island and this company, Solomon Bauxite.
That's right, Catherine. Bauxite is a mineral that's high in aluminium content, and it's used in things like cement, aluminium, soft drink cans, and chemicals. Bauxite has been found in many parts of Solomon Islands, including Rennell, Isabel, Temotu, and all on the island of Wagina in the Choiseul province. The company involved, Solomon Bauxite, got its prospecting license in 2011 and its mining license in 2013. The company had expected to be able to extract between 24 and 40 billion kilograms of bauxite from Wagina over a 20-year period. Residents have generally not been too happy about the mine. They threatened to burn down its equipment when workers arrived in 2014. In 2014, residents, with the support of the Public Solicitor's Office, took the matter to the High Court, but it was put on stay so that the Environmental Advisory Committee could look at it first. There was a hearing late last year, and on Tuesday, the committee came back with its decision to support the residents and rescind the company's license.
All right, so that's the background. What exactly does this ruling that was handed down this week say?
Well, according to Solomon Islands laws, a company must have an environmental impact study done before it's issued with a mining license. Now, in its ruling, the Environmental Advisory Committee said that the study from this company, Solomon Bauxite, was not up to the legal standards. It ruled that it had failed to carry out wide consultation with only three copies of the report provided to the island's 2,000 or so residents. The committee's ruling also said that the environmental study did not have measurable impacts, that it was generic and it was vague. It also stated that the mine would have covered 60% of the island and would have damaged water, air and the marine environment. Now, it's worth noting that Wagina is a small island, around 78 square kilometres. The island's residents were able to bring this matter to the advisory committee with the help of the Solomon Islands Public Solicitor's Office, which in turn was supported by an Australian Community Legal Centre, the Environmental Defenders Office, New South Wales. I spoke to its international program manager, BJ Kim.
For the community as a whole in the Solomons, it's significant because it tells us and the community that the rule of law is alive and well in the Solomon Islands, that legal processes can be effective in the Solomon Islands, and also significantly in relation to environmental management, Lau Su has helped to establish an independent appeals body. This appeals body, known as the Environment Advisory Committee, which handed down their decision in relation to the Wagina mine, was established under the Environment Act, but hadn't been formed until this case was brought.
That is BJ Kim. He's from that Australian Community Legal Centre, the Environmental Defenders Office in New South Wales. So, Evan, what are the implications then of this ruling?
Well, Catherine, obviously the residents of Wagina see this as a win for them. And for the mining company, we haven't been able to get in touch with them. But the ruling also has wider implications across the country, where some communities have been at odds with the mining industry. In the Solomon Islands, mining licenses are granted by the Mines and Minerals Board and approved by the Minister of Mines. There's been complaints that people in the provinces and communities aren't given the chance to give adequate input. This is especially relevant for Rennell Island, where we've seen a recent oil spill linked to a bauxite mining company there. Here's BJ Kim from EDO New South Wales speaking about the situation in Rennell and the use of the Landowners Advocacy Support Unit.
As we speak, there is a lawyer from Lao Tzu on the Renault Islands talking with the community. Here we have a situation where a project has already been approved and they've been shipping bauxite and ship has run aground, and the community are not therefore trying to stop the project but perhaps minimise the damage and also perhaps obtain compensation. The message for the community in Renault and across the Solomons is that there are people who can help them and provide legal support, like Lao Tzu, within the Solomon Islands, and there is an international community on their side ready to support them.
Of course, Solomon Islands is now just days away from the national election to be held next Wednesday. So it appears certain that issue of mining lease and policing the industry will certainly be an issue in the incoming government to make this a priority.